This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO on Sunday criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin for what it called his dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber explains.
The president said Saturday he would station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, Ukraine's neighbor. Putin likened it to the U.S. stationing its weapons in Europe while insisting that Russia would not violate its nuclear non-proliferation promises. A NATO spokesperson said in emailed comments to Reuters on Sunday that Russia has consistently broken its arms control commitments. It's one of Russia's most pronounced nuclear signals since the beginning of its invasion of Ukraine 13 months ago.
That's Reuters' Rachel Faber. The political back and forth continued as NATO members reacted to Russia's decision.
Announcement came after Britain confirmed it would give Ukraine armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. Igor Kirillov, head of the Russian Army's Radiation, Chemical and Biological Protection Force, warned about the potential risk.
Apart from contaminating its own population, this will also cause colossal economic damage to Ukraine's agricultural sector, primarily crop farming and livestock.
The British Ministry of Defense defended its decision, saying the radiation risk is low, and NATO described Putin's nuclear rhetoric as dangerous and irresponsible. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea as the United States moves an aircraft carrier to neighboring waters for exercises with South Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the North's missiles flew across country after being fired from a western inland area south of Pyongyang. This is VOA News. Many residents in one of Mississippi towns hit hardest by devastating tornadoes have found solace in their church communities. At least 25 people were killed. Dozens more were injured late Friday in Mississippi as a storm ripped through one of the country's poorest regions. In the Mississippi Delta town of Rolling Fork, agriculture and faith shape local life. During church services Sunday, residents leaned on their faith as a source of hope. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden issued an emergency declaration for Mississippi early Sunday. There have been protests in the streets of Israel's key cities after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister over the planned overhaul of Israel's judiciary. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
Signals the prime minister will move ahead this week with plans to overhaul Israel's judiciary, which has sparked widespread opposition. Tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets. Military and business leaders have spoken out against it, and leading allies of Israel have voiced concerns. Yoav Gallant, a former army general, is a senior member of Netanyahu's ruling Likud party. On Saturday, he called for a pause in the controversial legislation until after next month's Independence Day holidays, citing the risks threat to Israel's national security. Netanyahu's government is pushing ahead for a parliamentary vote this week on a centerpiece of the overhaul, a law that would give the governing coalition the final say over all judicial appointments. Outgoing Defense Minister Gallant was the first to break ranks by calling for the legislation to be frozen. I'm Sarah Nafa.
Twitter claims parts of its source code was leaked online. VOA's Joe Ramsey explains what that means.
Parts of the fundamental computer code on which the social network runs were leaked online, Twitter said in a legal filing on Sunday. According to the filing with the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of California, Twitter asked the internet hosting platform GitHub to take down the code where it was posted, and GitHub complied. Twitter also asked the court to identify the alleged infringer or infringers who posted Twitter's source code on systems operated by GitHub without Twitter's authorization. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Ghana to begin a week-long trip to Africa. Her stops in Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia are intended to deepen U.S. relationships on the continent. Upon landing there on Sunday, Harris was greeted by school children, dancers, and drummers. Harris said she wanted to promote economic growth and food security, and she welcomed the school children and a chance to witness firsthand the extraordinary innovation and creativity that's occurring on the continent. Ghana is known as one of Africa's most stable democracies, but recently has been beset by economic and security challenges. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.